in there, we'll see it all. But the most beautiful thing of it all will be Jesus Christ standing there. Amen. I praise His holy name.
Amen. Amen. Little girl called her mother outside on starlit night. She said, "Mama, look, if heaven's that beautiful on this side," she said, "just imagine how beautiful it is on the other side." And I'll tell you what, buddy, it'd be one thing to hear about heaven. It'd be another thing to miss heaven. I'm glad, praise God, I'm going. If there's any doubt this morning, it's where you're going. I would leave this service today. I'll tell you right now, buddy, I'd want to know I'm going to heaven. I'd want to know that God made a place called heaven. He didn't make it for Him. He made it for you. And I'll tell you what, they call it heaven for a reason. It's a beautiful resting place God made for us.
So we sang Amazing Grace.
We sang it. What is it? 362, what is it?
I didn't mean to pick all the songs.
That's all right.
I asked the Lord this morning to bring down the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's what He's doing. I prayed Him for it this morning.
Praise the Lord.
228.
This is charity song here.
This song ain't going to death.
William, he likes this song. The world likes this song. The reason they like it is because they don't have the name Jesus mentioned in it. They don't have no problem at all with Amazing Grace. But I'll tell you one thing, you won't never get saved without Amazing Grace.
Right. 228.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind and now I see. Was grace that taught the heart to win, and grace my fear relieved. How precious is that grace appeared the hour I first believed. Through me
up here, she had the most, I don't know what kind of look she had, but it was just like, somebody help me, please.
Amen.
Now look at her.
Amen.
Smiling.
Amen. Yeah, I'd like to praise the Lord for her obeying the Lord, and not just getting saved, but she wants to be baptized. She joined the church. She wanted to join the church, and the day and hour we're living in, that's pretty uncommon. I like Sister Margaret. I'd like to echo what she said. I'm proud of Caitlin today. And I wish we had 100 just like her. Amen. Just wanted to get in on it. Hallelujah.
I also noticed her singing this morning.
Was she singing this morning?
Singing this
morning. Amen.
She made a lot of choice.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Now we live.
All right. I hope somebody's got a special on your heart this morning. Well, that'd certainly be interesting. Somebody singing special. And if not, good Lord. I guess we'll...
Linda will?
Yeah. All right, that sounds like a recommendation. Bless you, Brother William. I always get a blessing watch Brother William go around shaking hands. We sing Amazing Grace. They don't take him but a second to get after it, neither.
I tell you what, that young lady right there, I'll give you a blessing. blessing.
Amen. I believe Brother William got a blessing seeing that. Amen.
Just seeing her.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You know, just talking about how you're out in the world. The Bible. That's you. Got to be the Bible. Because when you're out there.
Yeah.
See, if you do it. If you don't leave a testimony in this life, you've got nothing. You got to leave it out there for the world.
Amen.
Now they'll see it. And they will. Some of them will change. All of them will, but some of them will.
Amen.
It makes a difference.
Amen. You're right,
now,
brother.
That lady right there, she can make a lot of difference.
That's right. We're living a
person. She's got something, Heather, that people will see.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I like this song. I don't think I've ever tried to sing it by myself. But it's a good one to sing right now, I think, right before the revival. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. I praise thee, Lord, for cleansing me from sin. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Fill me with fire where once I burned with shame. Grant my desire to magnify thy name. Lord, take my life and make me wholly thine. Fill my poor heart with thy great love divine. Take all my will, my passion, self, and pride. I now surrender, Lord, in thee abide. Now this is the one we all should be thinking of. Oh, Holy Ghost, revival comes from thee. Send a revival, start thy work in me. Thy word declares thou wilt supply our need. For blessings now, O Lord, I humbly plead. That's my prayer.
Bless you, sir. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that good song. Hallelujah. If anybody else has got one, we'll give you an opportunity. And if not, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2 this morning. Try my best to be brief. I've been in the camp meeting this week. And all I've been doing is soaking up or taking in. I'm ready to pour out. Hallelujah. Well, I'll tell you what, it's good to be in a good camp meeting. And that was a good meeting. Tremendous men of God that walk with God, preach the Word of God, and you could tell that they'd spent some time with Jesus. Amen. I mean, buddy, hallelujah good. One of them, I liked what he said. He said he had to go to the doctor, and he said, I'm glad to report that when they tested my blood, I didn't test positive for NIV. Took me a minute to get that. I kind of got on a slow train. But I told Brother Braille, I said, that's true of me too, brother. I ain't been tested positive for NIV yet neither. And I appreciated him. He works with juvenile delinquents. They've got 10 young boys. They've got a piece of ground. I believe it's about 10 acres. And they take these young boys in. They try to reach them. All of these 10 young boys, I mean, some of them younger than any we've got here this morning, are on their way to serve time. And they give these young boys to Brother Braille. Him and his wife are committed to try to help them, to try to turn them and get them to Jesus. A tremendous man, a Brother Braille and his wife. And I'll tell you, I'm going to try to get a copy of those meetings. You'll like a Brother Braille. All of them are good. But in Luke chapter number 2, we'll start our reading, verse number 41. I'll read down to verse number 48, not very long this morning. We've got some food back there in the back, and I do hope you stay. We're going to have some fellowship. And then after the meal, my understanding is we're going to head to the creek and baptize our dearly beloved sister, Caitlin, today. Luke 2:41. Now his parents, talking about Jesus, went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. I notice we got a lot of young people here this morning. They don't have their parents. And that's got to be a discouragement to them. And maybe the Lord will work it out one day that their parents can be with them. But I want you to know Jesus had godly parents. And they saw the need to take this young boy with them to Jerusalem every year at the Passover. And it tells us here that Jesus was 12 years old. They went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they supposing him to have been in the journey, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance, and when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And I'll go ahead and read this next verse because it seemed like it'd be the conclusion of this conversation. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not or knew ye not that I must be about my father's business? And we'll stop our reading right there. And you can be seated. Thank you for standing for the word of God. I'm going to try to preach this morning. I desire your prayers on journeying without Jesus. And please pray with me. Father, we thank you for the precious Word of God, that even in the day and hour which we're living, it's still applicable. You said men ought not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And Lord, we have the Word of God today. And I pray, dear Father, today that, Lord, you would bring it down to where we could partake of it. Open our hearts and our eyes, our understanding, our ears. May we, I pray, receive the good Word of God today. May we receive it as it is indeed the Word of God. May we realize how needful it is. Lord, the Bible said that the Word was precious in the days of Samuel. Lord, I believe today to many it's still precious. You said there in the book of Hebrews we ought to give the most earnest heed to it, lest at any time we let it slip. Help us, Lord, I pray today, to pull up to the table of the Lord and sup with you and you with us today. We'll give you the praise. Lord, if there be one here this morning lost without God, Lord, I pray, dear Father, today the Holy Ghost Himself would usher them, Lord, to a place of repentance. Lord, without any repentance, no one's going to go to heaven. You said, except you repent, you'll all perish. I pray, dear Father, today for the help of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God. And we'll thank you and praise you for whatever you do. Give you all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, ask it. Amen. Journeying without Jesus. This is not no new story. It's been preached from many times. There's not a new message in the Bible. It's just an old message. One that we would be better off
to give heed to. But a journey without Jesus, how easy that is to do. Let me say today in 2013 that we don't need to leave the home without Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but whenever I go anywhere of any distance, and I ought to do it all the time, but me and Donnie yesterday, we drove up to Indiana, and I said, let's pray. And we bowed our head and said, Lord, go with us. Lord, protect us. Lord, fellowship with us in this journey. And we don't want to leave out on our own. We want the Lord to go with us. We want His blessing. We want His protection. But a lot of people don't put much thought to that. And they leave their home without Him. We heard about some of the events of this week. And I don't know if those people walk with God or not. But like Brother Vernon said, we just don't know when He's going to call us. We don't know who's going to be the next. We don't know even today who God might call home. Right. My aunt called me one time to do a funeral, her father. And I said, I'd be glad to. And I done her father's funeral. Sitting on the front of the funeral home, not the pew, but the seats, was my aunt's son, Chuck, my younger cousin, and he was an honorary pallbearer. Sitting back behind him, about three rows back, was my aunt, my mother's sister, June Wallace, Chuck Gunnels, and I done the funeral of my aunt's father, trying to remember his name, John. I can't remember his last name, but John David Smith. Thank you, Lord. John David was laying there in the coffin. And it's too late for John. But John, he died in faith, loved the Lord, filled his days, up in years, in his 80s. As I done his funeral, I looked in the face of his young nephew, my cousin, not knowing within a month I'd do his funeral. Looked in the face of my aunt, not knowing in 2 months I'd do her funeral. We just don't know. I'm looking at y'all's face. Y'all looking at me. The next time y'all see me, I may be laying in a coffin, but don't believe the lie when they tell you I'm dead. I'll be more alive than I've ever been in my life. Amen. Right. I tell you right now, but I'm in a body of death right now, but when I get in that body, glory to God, death will be no more a threat. Death will be no more a hindrance to living for Jesus. Amen. We just don't know. We tried to find the song. Maybe it's you, maybe it's me. Someone will be called out to face eternity. We know not who it will be. Maybe it'll be you, or maybe it'll be me. But here, Jesus, His mother, and His supposed father. And that's important. Listen, if you don't believe in the virgin birth, you can't be saved. You can't be saved. You see, it's possible today for a woman to bear a son without a husband. They learned it from God. They can actually put a seed in a woman's womb and she can give birth to a son. But it wouldn't be a sinless or a child. It might not be a son, it might be a girl. But it wouldn't be a sinless child. God had to give birth to a sinless son. If he was of sin, he couldn't be the Savior.
Right.
There was no way for God to fulfill the promise that He made to David that of his seed there not fail one to sit upon the throne. It wasn't possible by man. It was only possible by God. And Mary, God put the seed of David according to the flesh,
right,
the Son of God according to God,
right,
and a virgin, which is mentioned in Isaiah, the sign that the Bible said God will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you'll call his name Emmanuel. Call his name Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. The virgin birth. The Mary, the mother of Jesus. Joseph, his supposed father. And God was his father. Mary was his mother. It had to be that way. But even with a godly mother, even with a godly father, I want you to know they went a day's journey without him, verse 44 says. Others have went more than a day's journey without Jesus. More so today than any time. I didn't see no motorcycles on the way up here. It was raining so much. I guess they's all either under the bridge or maybe they left them at home. I didn't see no bass boats today. I didn't see no men towing their toys down the highway today. But I just wonder today how many left the house with eternity in mind. I wonder how many today left their house thinking God may call me home today. God may call upon me today to give an account. The Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die and after that the judgment.
Amen.
You ought to think about eternity.
Right.
It's a long time to spend in the wrong place.
That's right.
When you think about eternity, think about I want to spend my eternity in heaven. Amen. Let me tell you something. That's what God wants, Carolyn. He wants us to come live with Him. He said, I'll pay you away. I'll come get you. I'll carry you all the way.
Amen.
If you'll let Him.
Amen.
Or you can say, I'm not going to have nothing to do with that Jesus. You can be like Frank Sinatra wrote that terrible song, and I did it my way.
Yes.
You have it your way, and you'll have hell to pay.
Yeah.
But I want you to know Jesus had godly mom. He had godly parents, godly mother, and a godly supposed father. They went a day's journey without Jesus. Others have went more than a day's journey without Jesus. And even today, their journey without Jesus, they supposed that He was with them. Do you see that? Verse 44, I believe there's people today, Brother Vernon, that suppose that Jesus is with them.
That's right.
Well, the Bible says, prove yourself.
Amen.
Examine yourself.
Amen.
Know yourself whether Christ be in you or not.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says, work out your old salvation with fear and trembling. I'm glad I know I'm saved.
Amen.
My wife may not believe it. My mom, my dad may not believe it. But I'll tell you what, buddy. I got saved April 27, 1988. I believed that He would forgive me my sins. I believed Him to save me. And I found He was everything that it was told to me. And Brother Mevin, when I got saved, there was so much God came in, there wasn't no room for Eddie Wade. And I tell you what, boy, He took up on His rightful place upon the throne of my heart. And Paul said for me to live is Christ. He said for me to die is gain. I'm telling you, buddy, I started living for Jesus, but He started living in me. And buddy, people started wondering what happened to Eddie. They'll start doing you the same way, Katrina. They'll say, what happened to her? They're looking at me saying, what in the world is something different about Eddie, amen? You'll be gazing stock. There'll be people come up like the devil come to Jesus and said, if you're really a son of God, command these stones may be bread, thou may eat us there. They'll want you to try to prove you're saved. And to some degree, you do need to do that. Kaylin, I'm sorry I called you Katrina, I think. I'm just kind of hitting this morning on about three cylinders. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, the world will come against you 9 different ways and the devil will come against you 100. They'll try their best to defeat your purpose for living for God. But I'll tell you one thing that'll hinder you if you leave home without Him.
Yeah.
If you go through this life without Him, I'll tell you what, buddy. You'll find out it's a lonely world. You'll find out, buddy, I'll tell you what. It'll take all the life out of you. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly, man. I've come to help others that go through life. And they suppose that Jesus is with them.
Yeah.
You'll not suppose it. You're to know. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. I'm persuaded He's able to keep that which I've committed on Him against that day. The Bible says, work out your own salvation. Buddy, I'll tell you what, you ought to know you're saved on any shadow of a doubt. You ought to go everywhere proclaiming Him. You ought to tell others, praise God, they need Him. Don't journey without Jesus. Amen. But Molly said they sought for Him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. Could you find Jesus in your family? Boy, I tell you, when I think about that thought, all the families that don't want to talk about Jesus, don't want any spiritual songs in their home, don't want no Bible reading in their home. They're kind of like the inn that when Jesus was born into this world, the Bible said there wasn't no room for Him and they put Him out there in the stable. I'm telling you, my grandfather, very godly man, my family scared to death of him, Brother Vernon. They knew my grandfather coming to the door, he wouldn't talk about Jesus. I remember him coming in the door, and I remember Daddy trying to hide stuff, you know. Mama went right back there to the bedroom and said, tell him I'm sick. Godly man. He wasn't ashamed of Jesus. He come in and checked on the family. He wanted to see if Jesus was anywhere to be found. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad, praise God, there's some families you don't have to go too far. Boy, they're rich. Amen. You come in, and I tell you what, buddy, well, you look on the wall, and there's evidence that he's there. You hear them, I mean, they're humming or singing. Woo! I mean, they're saying, glory to God. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Jesus has come. My cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Amen. I've been in some houses, buddy, and I mean, it was a war zone, Carolyn. I tell you what, I went and I left feeling sorry for them, and I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help that family. They're lacking the thing that's most needed. There's one thing needful, and they ain't chose that good thing. Amen. They sought for Jesus among their acquaintance and friends, their kinfolk and acquaintance. Our families ought to be rich in that area. Our children ought not have to look too far to see Jesus and mom and dad. My children walk in on me all the time. I'm down on my knees praying. I remember one time I was down there on my knees praying. My daughter opened the door, and but finally she closed it back up. And then she opened it back up, coming in there down beside me and wept. And I just put my hand over on her shoulder and just kept on praying. My little granddaughter, that littlest, and she ain't big as a grasshopper. She come in there and she didn't stay for just a second. But she come in there and knelt down beside her grandpa. Heard him pray. Boy, what a blessing. Amen. Woo! Our children ought to be able to see. They ought to be able to see Jesus among our kinfolk and our acquaintances. Amen. We ought not be ashamed of Him. We ought not be so void of having any words or any witness of Him. Amen. Or to be rich in those kind of things.
Yes,
that's what's wrong in this world today. They've stripped all that out. The ACLU jumped out there and said, separate the church and state. He's going to separate church and state. Don't worry.
Yeah,
He's going to separate it. Yeah, let's hear Him on that day when He separates church from state. He's coming for a blood-bought church. He's coming for a called-out assembly. Firstborn. The rest of them going to stay behind. There's going to be a separation of church and state. Don't worry. I'm glad I'm leaving on the first load.
Yeah.
Kaylin, hallelujah. I'm leaving with Him. When He comes, I'm leaving. Amen. And woe unto the habits of the world, the angel said, seven vials of the wrath of God coming. I don't want that. I'd rather have the riches of heaven. I'd rather have the songs of heaven. I'd rather have the streets of gold and hang around during those seven vials when the Bible said that men will seek death and will flee from them. They'll cry out to the rocks to fall on them, to hide them from the face of Him sitting on the throne, and won't be no hiding place.
Right.
We'll be able to find Jesus among our kinfolk,
right,
and our acquaintances. It'll not be that hard. We'll be able to come in, hear somebody praise the Lord. We'll be able to come in, boy, I'll tell you what, see some kind of evidence. They sought for Him, Carolyn. They sought for Him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And I tell you what, buddy, we're to be able to find Him in a family, amen. We're to be able to get our family to Jesus, amen. Verse 45 said they turned back. Look at there. Said when they found Him not, they turned back. Sometime you're not going to find Him in the direction you're going in. You ever thought about that? If you're going in the wrong direction, you ain't going to find Him. You ain't going to find Jesus in the bars. You ain't going to find Him down there in the casinos. You ain't going to find Him down there in them red light houses.
Right.
Bible said, till I went to the sanctuary, then I understood their end. I'll tell you right now, if you want to find Him, go where He is. They had to turn around. They'd do a U-turn. I'd done one of them this week. I just hoping I wouldn't see no blue lights. But I was lost. I was on the wrong way. I was in that lane. Had to turn. I didn't need to turn. So I just done a U-turn and went back. I'll tell you what. They had to turn around to find Him. Sometimes you got to turn from where you're going. Sometimes you got to realize you're going away from Him. Amen. And you have to turn around to where you left Him at. Amen. God told Jacob in Genesis chapter 35, He said, arise and go back to Bethel and dwell there. You know how he got out of Bethel? He left the house of God and went out into the world. They got in trouble. And the Bible said, on their way back, God said, put away your strange gods. Wonder where them came from. See, when you get away from God, all of a sudden you start taking in some things that used to abstain from. Bible said in the book of Romans, make no provision for the flesh to fill the lust thereof. You start having a holy house cleaning. I remember when I got saved, Linda, I burned all my Steppin' Wolf, my Rolling Stones, and my Led Zeppelin, and Pink Floyd. I mean, I piled it all up out there and threw me some gasoline on that thing. And as I tell you what, boy, that stuff crackled and popped and went up and made a sacrifice to God, a sweet-smelling Savior. I'm telling you, boy, all that junk went up, the puff of smoke, and I started feeding myself the things of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm serious, Brother Melvin. I'm serious.
Yes.
Man, Dad said, what'd you burn all that for? I said, because I didn't need it no more. I'm not interested in it no more. Got rid of it. Got it out. A bunch of other stuff I don't really care to mention, but I'll tell you right now, I had a whole house cleaning. I'll tell you right now, buddy, he can clean your house inside and out. I'll tell you what, when it's clean, it feels pretty good. Amen. God told him to go back to Bethel. That's the house of God. He shouldn't have never left. God said, go back and dwell there. Stay there. Don't leave it, amen. Don't leave the church. I'm telling you, the day's coming. You better be in church. You better be in Him. These are perilous times.
Amen.
I said, Brother Eddie, you scared me. I wish I could. Might help you. Sometimes you can't find Him in the direction you're going. Sometimes you got to realize you got to turn around. They had to turn back to find Him. But I'll tell you what, down in verse 46, it said after 3 days they found Him. Brother Vernon, they told me they didn't give up. You know, some people, they said, well, I've tried. Yeah. I've seen some of their effort. I tried that living for God. And you know, when you're determined that you ain't going to live for God, it's not easy to fail living for God. But I'll tell you what, when you say, Lord, be God, be Lord, take your rightful place, mold this clay, make this vessel a vessel of honor. When you submit and yield yourself and say, Lord, do your work till the world looks and sees that you live in me. That's when people start looking different. That's when people start talking different. They start living different. That's when the world says, you know what, I've been watching them. There's something different about them. That difference, I'll tell you what, only Jesus can make. But they went 3 days' journey. They told me they didn't give up, Jessica. They stayed with it. I believe you stay with it. I believe you can find that which you seek. You seek it with your heart. They told me they didn't give up after a day. They told me they didn't give up after 2 days. But they told me after 3 days they found Him. Amen. They found Him. Found that pearl of great price. Man, oh man, oh man. And they didn't give up. They kept till they found Him. But I want you to listen to this mistake in verse number 48. They blamed Him for their losing Him. You ever heard anybody say something like that? Listen here. Son! Why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, my father and I have sought thee sorrowing. They said, you're the reason we left without you. I've seen a lot of that. I've heard people charge God foolishly. God, if you loved me, why am I going through this sore trial? Let me tell you one thing I've learned about troubles and trials. God knows you can handle them. God recommended Job for the trial. He told Satan, he said, have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the land. One that fears God, excuse evil. And the devil said, let me put my hand on him, I'll show you. And the Lord said, you go right ahead, buddy. That devil smoked Job. He lost everything he had in a moment's time. And the Bible said, he said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And old devil said, let me have one more lick in on him. I believe I can get him on this next one. He said, yeah, skin for skin, all that a man has, he'll give for his life. And God said, okay, devil, one more time, buddy. The devil come down, smote Job from the crown of his head to the sole of his foot with sore boils. Man, he just took a piece of broken pottery, shaved his head off, sat down there in the dust, and started scraping himself with that piece of pottery. His wife come up there. I believe that was the devil trying to get another lick in there. His wife come up and said, do you still retain your integrity? Why not curse God and die? He said, you speak like a foolish woman. Shall we not receive good at the hand of the Lord? Shall we not receive also evil? I'm telling you, look at what Job was made out of. If you've got that kind of material, expect to be tried. The Bible said if any man suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, let him glorify God in his behalf. Knowing that the trial of your faith bring forth patience. Someone told me one time, a young boy and his father was in a grocery store. And the father was putting stuff in the arms of the young man. And Jessica, he was holding his arms out, and his dad was putting things in his arm, and he's a young boy. And a woman walked by and she said, "Son, you got more than you can carry." And the young man said, "No, ma'am, that's my father. He knows what I can carry. He knows what I can carry, Brother Melvin. He won't put more on me than what I can bear. He knows what old Brother Eddie's capable of. I don't know. Yeah, I never know what Job was made out of if God hadn't let us see. God showed us through the trials of Job what Job was made out of. I don't know what I'm going to have to go through, Kaylin. I don't know what you're going to have to go through. But I promise you this, you won't have to go through it alone." Paul said in my first answer, he said, "All forsook me." He said, "Nevertheless, the Lord stood with me." He said he's delivered out of the mouth of the lion. I'll tell you one thing, you can count on God, he'll stand with you. He said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you." He said, "Lord, I'm with you always, even the end of the world." I'll tell you what, buddy, that old dream that person had, that said in the soul part of my life, in the troublesome times of my life, they said, "Lord, I only saw one set of footprints." And the Lord said, "That's when I carried you." Amen. I believe God cares us more than we realize. Told Israel, he said, "I carried you on eagle's wings." I tell you, don't leave without Jesus. There'll be somebody today, leave this service today. They'll set it naught. They'll say, "Well, maybe next time." I thank God for Caitlin's and Jessica's and Holden's. Run up here and say, "I ain't leave without Jesus." I remember we had a service over one time. Daniel, he sat back on the back row back there, little Daniel. Service over with. Everybody left but Daniel. He's still sitting back there by where Keith is right there. I'm back there at the door shaking people's hands, and Daniel's still in here inside the church. Everybody done gone. I went and I said, "Daniel, everything all right?" He says, "Is it too late to get saved?" I said, "No, sir." Me and him, buddy, I mean like two marching soldiers. We come up here to this altar, buddy. And he's serious. He said, "Lord, I don't want to leave this service and I get saved. I want to get saved. I want to get saved here today." I'll tell you, I like to see it like that. I like to see people say, "I ain't leaving." I remember at Bethel Baptist Church, Brother Melvin, on a Wednesday night, we had a good service, but I didn't realize God was working on one of the men in the church, Wayne Wilson. Wayne left that service that Wednesday night, and everybody's still outside kind of talking, and next thing we know, here comes Wayne, slide in there, jumped out, running there, said, "Is it too late to get saved?" Pastor's the church now, Shady Grove. It's never too late to get saved unless you die in your sins. If you die in your sins, it's too late to get saved. The Bible said today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. It said, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. There are people today, the weather's cleaned up, Anthony. They probably done got their toys out. It's a day like any other day, not expecting the Lord to show up. And for all we know, on a day like today, He may show up. Amen. But many blame God today for their godless lives. There are many today that blame God today for the blessing of God that they don't have in their life, and they don't want Him with them as they journey. They don't want any fellowship with Him, and yet they want His blessing. Amen. I'll tell you right now, it's His good will to bless. It's His long-suffering love that saves those that deserve hell. I'll tell you what, we've come down to a day and time. They hate Him. And they hate Him without a cause. Amen. They hate Him. He loves them. I mentioned this morning. We've got some young people here. I want to mention it one more time. It's sad. But a 14-year-old girl was bullied on Facebook, cyber bullied, I guess you call it, by 15 other girls. And she finally couldn't take no more. And she took her life. But the last words that she spoke and left to this world was this right here. She said, "I love all my haters," and took her life. What a monumental statement. It's sad that a 14-year-old girl can't go on living. It's sad that we've come down to a day and hour when we have no regard for anyone's soul or life, and all we care about is the frenzy of sifting someone in that manner. A 14-year-old girl took her life, Jessica, and she said, "I love all my haters." The only one I know done something like that was hanging on a cross, beaten beyond recognition. Bessie's marred more than any man. And he said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." I'm glad she didn't address them words to me. But those 15 that she did say, "I love you," and took her life, they'll have to live with that the rest of their life. I'll tell you right now, that's the day and hour. It's a sad day we've come down. But I'll tell you why it's happening. People are joining. They're journeying without Jesus. They're journeying young in life without Jesus. They're journeying up in the years without Jesus. Don't go without Jesus. I'm telling you today, don't leave without Him. Don't blame Him today for something that's not His fault. There's plenty of Him to go around. You want to be blessed? He's where the blessings are. You want a long life? The Bible said in Him is life. And that life is light of men. In Him we live and move and have our being. I'm telling you, you're not going to live without Him. He's got the next breath in His hand. He's got the next heartbeat in His hand. I'm telling you, buddy, you need more, not less of Him. Don't journey without Jesus. Father, I thank You for the thought and the message today. I know not, Lord, who needed this message. I'd be the first to say I don't want a journey without Jesus. I pray, dear Father, today, not knowing, Lord, the things that You know, if everyone here this morning that has been going without Jesus, just been going through the motions, they profess but don't possess You. I pray, dear Father, today, by the help of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost of God, I pray, dear Father, today they'd be honest with themselves, and they'd be honest with You, and they'd come forward and say, "I need a good dose of that what You mentioned, Brother Eddie. I've been going without Him. I want to go with Him from this day on." Lord, help, I pray, that might be true here today. We'll thank You for what we've heard, what we've felt. In Jesus' name, amen. I guess everybody to stand, please. I'll tell you right now, you're not going to get too far without Him. Why not just journey with Him? Why not just go all the way with Jesus? Why not just today say, "I want to recommit my journey, my walk. I want it to be acceptable in my sight."
Why do you wait, dear brother?
Hello?
Oh, why do you
are you here this morning?
So
that message resonated with you. I'm just a messenger boy. That's God speaking to you.
Why not?
You come this morning? You know more about that than I do. I'm looking at you. Y'all look good to me. I don't know how you're going to look when you stand before Him. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, He that knows the heart, He that's greater than the heart, if He's beckoning you to come, by all means come. Listen, Brother William. William's showing you how easy it is to come. Won't you step out right now? Come on down here. Brother Eddie, I need to start walking with the Lord. I need to start living for the Lord. And I want to start today. Don't procrastinate on something like this.
Why not come to Him now?
Why not? Why not? Are you here this morning living a Christless life? That's the worst kind of life to live. Are you here this morning half living for God? There's no joy in that. Living for Him is joy unspeakable, full of glory. Won't you come up here and say, "Lord, give me a heathen helmet for the things of God"? Come on. Lord, thank You, Brother William. Lord, I thank You, Father, for the example of the believer, the obedience, Lord, from my brother. Pray the blessing, Lord. Lord, I pray, Father, Lord, for these young ones, Lord. Bless these young ones, Father. Bless them, Lord. Thank You for sharing. Lord, You're just a mighty worker, Lord God. Pray my brother, Brother William. Some on the altar here praying, and I don't know the need the Lord does, but we just going to pray with them. Lord, we pray for the Lord this morning, both for these tender hearts. Pray for Brother William here this morning. I thank you, Father, for a little moving of the water. I thank you, Father, for the stirring of the Spirit. Lord, we just stand in awe, and Lord, we just want to see, Lord, your will, Lord, fulfilled here. And Lord, I just pray that you'll do the works of God. Lord, do that which needs to be done. Do it in a way that all may marvel. Know that God done it. Bless Lord Charity. Bless Chelsea. Bless Melissa. Bless Anthony. Bless William, Lord. Lord, bless your name here this morning. Bless them, Father. Amen. I like to see people obey the Lord. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Trust and obey, the Bible. Well, the song said there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Bless you, Bishop. Trust and obey. Are you doing that today? Listen, you might hide it from Brother Eddie. You might hide it from Brother Vernon. You might hide it from Brother Melvin. But you won't hide it from God. I'll tell you that right now. He knows you're down setting, you're uprising. He knows your thoughts are far off. He even knows what you're going to do tomorrow. But he knows what he's going to do too. I hope your plans agree with his. Bless you, Charity. I sure do like to see. Jesus said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. I like to see little children come up here. I asked Charity if everything's all right. She said, yeah, Brother Eddie, she just won't pray. And I'll tell you what, ain't nothing like a good cleansing. And a good cleansing, when I say that, I mean that just means getting serious about your walk with God. You know, if you really thought about today where you're actually walking with God, the Bible said, walk in the light, he's in the light. You can have fellowship one with another. If you're not walking in that light, you're not going to enjoy your walk with God. Why, Jay, walk on the blessings of God? Why not just walk where the blessings run deep? Why not just go through, I'll tell you what, and just enjoy living for God? I'm telling you, boy, there's blessings to be had.
Yes.
Amen. Bless you, Judy.
We need to pray for her father. He's a real nice guy.
I've been praying for him. I have.
She was really expecting to get to go to her father's this weekend.
Okay. Bless you, Charity. I'll tell you right now, God is able to work that out. He really is. And a lot of disappointments down here. I'll tell you what, buddy, he'll compensate for that. He told Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. And even Paul said he's even able to give more grace. And I'm glad I don't have to go through a day without grace. That grace is what able to cushion the sorrow. That grace is able to carry the soul through the hardships and the disappointments of life.
You know, the world teaches these youngsters that it's wrong to have feelings, but it's not wrong to have feelings.
Amen, Brother Anthony.
And it's his word of bringing it to the altar.
Amen.
They'll teach them in school not to have any feelings whatsoever.
Just trust him. He'll be with them. He'll be with them.
Bless you, Brother Melvin. Bless you, brother. Amen. Maybe someone's got a word on your heart this morning. I really did feel like maybe there should have been quite a few people come this morning. I guess y'all walking closer to God than I realized. But maybe someone's got a word on your heart this morning.
Brother Eddie, I was thinking when you read the scripture this morning, about 57 years ago, across the way, little old red-headed, freckle-faced boy, I walked behind the pulpit and opened the Bible to that very scripture.
Amen.
That's my first message. And it hasn't changed.
Amen.
Those in that day, you know, they had journeyed without him, and people are still journeying.
Still doing it today. Amen.
And it doesn't matter where they look, because people are looking in the wrong place for him, aren't they?
Amen. That's right.
And only until they go to the right place will they ever be able to find him. And
that's right, Brother Vernon.
I'm thankful for that. And it always does my heart good when I hear that preach from, or read it even. But think about it, and you know, I don't know, probably, I probably wasn't up there 5 minutes, but it was real to me.
Amen.
And it still is today. And I'm glad we don't have to journey with him. He's there if we seek for him.
Amen.
He's not far away.
That's right.
He's not far away.
Yeah. Amen.
I thank you for that scripture today. It's always been a blessing to me.
Sometimes people may let us stand, but the Lord never let us stand. He said he'd never leave us, never forsake us.
Amen.
He sure won't.
Sometimes we have to be strong for our parents or little ones, don't we? Pray for them.
That's right. Let me tell you something. A little boy got me in church. Don't tell me there ain't no power with children. I done told all adults no, told my grandfather no. That little boy with tears running down his cheeks, I couldn't argue with that. I'll tell you right now, buddy. I might have choked on the word, but I went to church with my little boy that day. God began to work in me, and he finished it. He's still working on me, but what I mean is he got me saved. And he finally got me turned around and got me called to preach. And even today, I stand amazed at what God does. Amen. With so little to work with. Anybody got anything on your heart this morning? Please don't leave. We got food back in the back. What you got there, Eddie?
I need to walk closer to Jesus. I try to walk behind him. Bless you, brother. This way and that way, but I do know where to return.
Amen.
And, I'm not a perfect person, but I know how to ask for forgiveness.
Bless you, Brother Anthony. God bless you. I tell you now, God already knows everything about us.
Yes.
He knows what we need to do, and he knows when we do it. I appreciate that testimony, Brother Anthony. He said he wanted to consecrate his life closer to God. You could do that this morning. Are we done?
I
want to
praise the Lord. I remember April 27th, 1983. It's just as real to me today.
Woo!
As it was that day. I remember when he gave me that blood transfusion.
Woo!
I still remember it today. And as long as I've got my hand in his hand, it'll be all right.
Bless you, Mom.
I praise him and I love him. And I thank him for Calvary.
Amen.
I thank you for that blood.
Amen.
But until the people see the blood, they're never going to be saved, or they're never going to live this life the way they're supposed to. The way he hung on the cross, they will not see him.
Amen, Molly.
I love him this morning.
Molly's had God on her all morning. I tell you, I don't know what she's been doing, but she's had God on her all morning. I've been just, like a better word, expecting her any minute just to take off.
But I wish I could.
I like to see people. You know, I can tell she spent some time with God this week. Someone said, when you spend some time with God, it'll show up. Moses spent some time with God, and he come down going like a light bulb. He'd put a veil over his face. I seen a little bit of that in Molly this morning. Anybody else got a word on your heart?
Robin Coomer called yesterday. I forgot it during prayer requests. If everybody remember her in prayer.
I've been earnestly praying for her.
A really rough time.
Been praying for her and been praying for Leah and Austin. I can't remember Austin's mother's name, but I pray for her, not even remembering her name. But I remember them. Lacey. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Every now and then, my friend, Holly, helped me remember his daughter's name, and I was able to remember that. And
let's pray for Harry's dead. I don't know if he's ever been saved or not, has he? But she's probably worried for him. So she's sometimes the kids lead the parents, you know.
Yeah.
I believe the Bible talks about that.
Yeah, child lead them. Try.
She'd be sweet to him, good to him. Maybe he'll want to come to church. Let's pray for him. He'll get this revival.
Amen. Amen.
These kids, you come here and get the people in the church weekend, you know. And maybe they work hard with us to try to get people in here to get saved and this revival come.
Amen.
I appreciate what the Lord, what a failure today, you know. The Lord's been in here today. I appreciate his presence.
Amen, Brother Melvin. Amen. Everything about God's good. Ain't none of it refused. Sometimes I got to kind of watch because some of it, like last night, I was eating some ham and I just kind of cut the fat out and I ate the ham, fed the fat to the dog. God ain't like it. It's all good. You eat it all. Amen. Eat the rind, eat the core, eat it all. All right. If we're done, I'd like to ask someone to dismiss this service and ask them to ask the blessing. Yeah, I'd like to ask someone, Brother Melvin, go ahead. Just dismiss this service and ask the blessing on the food, would you?
Thank you, Lord. Service,